Oh, my friends, I'm telling you, the lamb on couscous was absolutely out of this world with Tom Gore wine. And it's a cab, and it's from Tom Gore Vineyards. And I misspoke because I'm a heathen, okay? Heathens misspeak quite a bit.
He drank wine out of his hand.
No, that's not heathenistic.
Off of his
hand. That is hand to mouth.
I like that.
But well, there we are. But anyway, the wine was absolutely perfect.
Thank you.
It really supported the wonderful flavor of the lamb, and the couscous, of course, is a neutral flavor, so you really it'd go good with anything.
Yeah. Cheers to Chef.
Oh.
Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Outstanding job. Well, you know what?
What?
Now that we've had the turf,
should we surf?
Let's surf.
All right. So
another California. Oh, my. You know, there we go. Well, and what are we going to do?
The surf comes from California, California dreamer. All right. So Tom Gore did the next recipe, and we are skewering shrimp, and we're going to use garlic, and we're going to use rosemary and parsley and olive oil, and, of course, Tom Gore Sauvignon Blanc. And the cool thing about it is they're skewers, but they're not done on bamboo like you normally see. We actually are putting them on long pieces of rosemary with the leaves taken off and chopped up to use in the mixture for the marinade.
You know, I don't know if that's the West Coast in them. I don't know if it's the farmer in them. He doesn't want to waste any part of that plant or that. Or I don't know what it is, but it was, you know, it is fantastic. It's a great idea. Now, how long are you going to let the shrimp get shrimp face?
So, like, shrimp face, like 10 to 25 minutes. You don't want to go any longer than 25 minutes.
Okay. Now, why the Sauvignon Blanc? Why not the Chardonnay or the Field Blend? Why not any of those?
Well, I think Sauvignon Blanc and shrimp is a very classic combination. It's a shrimp is light, refreshing. Sauvignon Blanc, light, refreshing. I think that it also, the Sauvignon Blanc is 100% stainless steel fermented, so it doesn't have oak on it, and it really has a clean, crisp kind of profile because of that. And I think that that just goes hand in hand with shrimp. And the rosemary, I think it's just a really good way to infuse a little bit of flavor into the shrimp while it's cooking. You get a little bit of that charred rosemary flavor with it. And, yeah, you know, don't want to throw it away.
I mean, yeah, you get to use every bit of it.
Well, and it also adds a little bit of flavor. And I think that's, you're not going for this overpowering flavor of rosemary, but it does give a nice little kick and a nice little hint of flavor.
Plus, it's also, darest I say, because I've never been one much into presentation. I mean, if I put it on a plate, it looks good, you're going to eat it. You know, it doesn't have to, you know, I know some people who drizzle a little this around the edge of the plate, you know, fluff up the rosemary so it looks like a little bristle on the end of it. And all. Really? At the end of the day, what are you doing? You're cutting, tearing, eating.
Yeah. Ooh.
That's what you're doing.
I don't know.
So.
You were talking to me about...
I don't know what language you're speaking, but it ain't food.
Yeah, well, as much as he said that, he was telling me about the glistening ribeye a little earlier.
That's
well,
right. That, and the big so, fat hot dog.
Yeah, so don't tell me that you don't like... That you don't eat with your eyes first.
That's right.
No, I don't eat with my... No. What I did was I presented that to you because they're going to say, well, what's the difference between a ribeye that you cook without mayonnaise and a ribeye with mayonnaise? Well, the only way I could describe it, being as articulate as I am, was glistening. And that was from the fat. And I didn't arrange, I don't make little S's with my mayonnaise or H's for my Hellmann's. I don't do that.
I bet you schmear. Do you schmear?
I smother.
Yeah. See, that's a food term.
Smother the mother with mayo?
Yeah.
Speaking of funny terms later, one of the sides I'm going to make, my father calls schmutzig. And it's onions and peppers and mushrooms.
What is it called?
Schmutzig.
Did he make that up or is that real?
No. It is a kind of Yiddish word that my Nana uses and her mother used, and we call it schmutzig.
I'm learning. What kind of onions did you use?
The real sweet Schumann's produce.
And why is that?
Because if it doesn't say real sweet on the bag,
and the it ain't.
All right.
She's working good at this.
All right. Don't take my line.
No.
Okay? Settle down. Eat some more couscous. But anyway, let's get on with the shrimp. So now you've let it 25 minutes.
That's right.
Now, do you drink the wine after the marinating wine afterwards to get
the
full?
Well, it had garlic in it. Normally, the answer would be yes, but because it had garlic in it, and then I'm going to kiss you later, then no.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding.
Unless you both have the garlic.
Yeah.
You both have the garlic. It's okay.
Well, That's all right. But anyway, so you can actually take it out of the egg. Now, you're taking it out to the egg.
Yep.
And what... Give us the egg setup for the proper way to do this.
So we're going to do it on a cast iron grate because I want to get some good marks on it. And make sure that you've got a little bit of oil. I'm just going to put a little bit of oil on it right when I go out there so that it doesn't stick to the grill. And probably, 400, 450, that's my sweet spot. So that's how I'm going to grill it.
400 to 450.
Mm-hmm.
Direct.
Direct heat.
Right on a cast iron grate. If you don't have cast iron grate, would you use a cast iron pan?
You could. Okay. Yeah, you absolutely could. And you know what? You would get a nice like little sear on it, too. So that is totally an option.
And you could actually get one of those right here at Big Green Egg.
Right next door. You could.
It's amazing because we are Chef of the Fat Man live at Le Cordon Green, the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, where, my friends, if you're not cooking on a Big Green Egg...
You're just heating meat.
That's it, my friends. And why do you want to just heat meat? You want to get the full impact, the power, the flavors, all the things, so that your Tom Gore appropriate wine from Tom Gore Vineyards, you will absolutely have the ultimate experience in culinary all the way around. So now the shrimp is going out to the egg.
Yep.
And it's not going to take very long because the shrimp.
It's not. However, we have an abundance of shrimp, and so we had to make a lot of skewers. And one of the really cool things that Tom inspired was with those extra rosemary leaves, because not all of it went into the shrimp, because like I said, there's a lot of it. I'm going to just dust that over the grill while it's going so that it'll fall down into the fire, and that smoke from the rosemary will come up, and bada-bing, bada-boom, you got more yum.
A lot of smoking of herbs.
Doubly
infused.
He's
from California. I hear they do that out there.
But see, see, I set you up, and you took the bait. And, of course, Tom's going, what are you talking about? And Taylor's going, I know.
Hey now.
Hey now. But anyway, that's an homage to her fact that she raised horses and did the whole...
The farming thing.
He's trying to save himself.
Yeah, he is. Going.
Anyway, so now we have all of that, and it'll be coming in here in a couple of minutes. So tell us a little bit about the wine. Now you say it's stainless steel.
100% stainless steel. In my mind, what we're really going for here is sunshine in a glass. You know,
ooh,
I want to take
good.
The California sunshine, make it more of a bright style. It's got to have enough acid to be crisp and refreshing, but I really want it to go past apple, pear, citrus, and into some stone fruits and just have a real bright and vibrant flavor with it.
And one thing is for certain that... If you are not pairing your wine to what the experts say, that's okay.
Yeah.
You're the expert. Well, your flavor, your palate, your way.
Your flavor, your palate, your way. And cook the food you enjoy and figure out what wine you enjoy with that food. I think we always make some recommendations, and there is some classic combinations that that are out there for you to find if that's what you're into. But if not, you know, we were talking about this earlier. I feel like coming from the wine business, as long as people drink wine, that's a win. When you've dedicated your life to growing grapes and making wine. Obviously, I love for people to try and enjoy Tom Gore Vineyards, but as long as you're drinking wine, we're in the right direction.
And you got it right, Tom Gore Vineyards. You got it right. I'm just saying. But here's the... Now, we referred to it earlier, but to close out this show, the first moment... You've gone through all the expense. You've gone through all the aging. You've gone through everything. And then it comes to that magical moment. What was going through your mind? Take us through the last 60 seconds.
Well, I mean, the first time that you try it out of a bottle, it's in the big tank, like you said earlier, and we've put our blend together, and it's tasted good. We're ready to go, and... You put it in the bottle, and it goes through bottle shock for a little while, too. So you don't try it right away.
Oh, really?
No, you don't try it right away.
Bottle shock.
Yeah, you need to let it sit in the bottle for a little while, and because you've taken this large amount and made that was all together and happy, and now you've made it into all of these little individual bottles, and it takes anywhere between a month and 3 months for it to come around and be ready to go.
All right, so now the month and 3 months has gone by.
So you pull the cork, and there's a little bit of anxiety because it was really good before we put it in the bottle, and it better be good now, you know.
And then you
And then it is.
And there it was. I mean, that must have been the weight of the Gore name was lifted from your shoulders.
It's, I think there's a little bit of a weight lifted, but it's in, but it's also a really good feeling, right? You've worked really hard for a long time. You know, I grew the grapes 2 years before that, and so, 2 years before that in some cases. And so to actually have the product, I think that's one of the coolest things about what I do, is year on year, there's a time capsule of your work, you know? I can go back and taste the 2013 and taste the 2014. The 2015 Cabernet is what we have now, 2016 Sauvignon Blanc. But really, it's a time capsule, and it's alive, and it changes. And I get to go back and revisit the vintages and the years that I've worked on. And it's something that I really enjoy. It's really fun.
Well, it has been fun, as much fun as any person can have legally without being taxed on it. And that's right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. But we couldn't have this much fun if it weren't for the tremendous folks at the Big Green Egg Culinary Center, better known affectionately to those of us who are classy and sophisticated and try their wine off the back of their hand or the middle of their hand. You may see that video on chefandafatman.com or Chef and a Fat Man Facebook. But anyway, couldn't do it without the tremendous support of the Big Green Egg and the wonderful people in the retail center and Le Cordon Green. So I think they all deserve a big hand.
Yay, we have Bill, and we have Bob, and we have Steve. These guys are working hard, keeping us going.
The volunteers are exceptional, and they have said to a person, the reason they are here is because of executive chef Amanda, whose name I will never try to say again because
Egidio.
It's just, yeah, Egidio.
Miss
and
E.
He just said
anyway.
He got it.
I'd also like to thank our very special guest, Tom Gore of Tom Gore Vineyards. Thanks for walking all the way out here from Sonoma.
Yeah,
wait,
no problem.
I have one more question, Tom. So I know you're from the West Coast, and here we are on the East Coast, and we have listeners from all over. Can we buy your wine anywhere around here, and if so, where?
Yes, absolutely. We are available all over the country, and I think the best way to do it is to go to our website, which is tomgorevineyards.com. And there's a finder. So you type in where you are, where you live, and it'll give you either a list of restaurants if you click on restaurants or a list of stores where it's available.
Great.
And so I think that that's probably the best way to go because if you're in Atlanta, you can do that here. If you're in one of the 42 countries or
18 countries, 42 states, but who's counting?
Sorry, yeah. I got it flip-flopped. 18 countries, 42 states, you can do that there, and you should be able to tease up something that'll tell you where to go give it a crack.
Well, I'll tell you what. I can't thank you enough. Go ahead.
I have one more question. So if I want to buy a case, can I mix?
Yeah.
Can I mix the case?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Usually that, yeah, yes, absolutely. You can mix the case as long as the place that you're getting it sells all of the different wines.
Okay. And remember, before you order online, there are legalities in each state to state, whether or not you can buy wine from out of state and have it shipped in. I know that's been an issue.
But we can buy it locally. We just have to find out on a locator from where.
But you'll find out by going to the website, and you will know as much as you need to know. A special thanks, of course, to Chef Amanda, outstanding culinary assistant, lead chef, instructor Taylor, and to the keeper of the dial, she who must be obeyed,
Kevin
Jenkins, and all the wonderful video you're going to see from this. Thanks to Rob D'Amico. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate you all very, very much. Chef and a Fat Man, Blue Collar Chefs has been presented by The Big Green Egg,
the ultimate cooking experience.
And by Real Sweet Onions by Schumann Produce. Remember, my friends, if it does not say Real Sweet on the bag of the tag,
it ain't.
And remember this also. If you are not cooking on a Big Green Egg, you are just
eating meat,
baby. I'm your fat but jovial host, Kevin Jenkins, reminding you as we do each and every week to remember our troops and first responders. They're the reasons we continue to have this freedom we enjoy so much. The price of freedom is never free. As we cool down the mobile burners of Chef and a Fat Man, we'd like to leave you with this little Irish saying. God bless you, God bless your family, God bless America, and God willing, we'll see you next week right here on Chef and a Fat Man, the Blue Collar Chefs. Take it away, baby.
Over and out.